Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Waycross at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Your telephone call, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day makes the program. Our broadcast is formatted on your dialogue and discussion. We invite you to do so each and every day as we face the issues. We look forward to what you have to say, your questions, comments in relationship to the subject or the issue of the day. We're talking about today our world aflame. Our world aflame. Have you ever heard someone say the term, you know, it seemed like the world's on fire? It seemed like our nation's on fire? We're talking about that today, our world aflame. In fact, I reckon I could say that I partially stole some of that title. Listening to one of the anchors on television last evening, and somebody made the statement, said, it seems like the world's aflame. And I thought, there's the title. There's the issue. We are facing a world that is on fire, a world aflame. Perhaps you've noticed our entire world seems to be changing rapidly. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. I have. It seems as though it's changing at a rapid pace, not just in our state, not just in our city, not just in America, but around the globe. It's changing at rapid fire. We're awakened each and every day, ladies and gentlemen, to hear some new tragedy, some new evil, some new thing that seems to grip our attention as never before. Our conservative Christian values and the patriot values today are continuing to be mocked and ridiculed, made fun of, dissed, and rejected as never before. And there's the reason for this rapid pace change in the world. We're in the last of the last days. God's carrying out His plan and His purpose. And as we are on the sidelines watching as bystanders, we're seeing the hand of God. We're seeing God's word rapidly leaping off the pages of the eschatological prophetic text and into the news headlines. And therefore, many, many people today that do not know the word of God, that do not understand what God is doing, that do not have a central biblicist worldview, are frightened at what is taking place, worried, concerned, anxious as never before. Whereas as believers, we need to be resting in the fact that God is sovereign, God's still on the throne, God is still in control. Nothing is out of His total, absolute control. So I want us to think on that today. Our world aflame. Think about what we're seeing and the rationale, the reason behind it. As we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book, the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, as He's speaking to His disciples, "If you continue in My word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, there's a powerful declaratory statement made. The scripture says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God that, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2, that prevails endures to the end. The truth of the Word of God never fails, never falters. It's always true. And yet we see the Department of Disinformation and Misinformation by the DHS. Yes, they are still operating it, and they're cranking up the gears to further squelch and censor all that's said and done, especially as we get into 2024 and the election year. You're going to find next year, the election year, just a few days from now, you will find, we will find as a nation, that much of what we think is free speech, most of what we think is okay for us to communicate with each other, will be squelched, will be censored and silenced at a very rapid pace. We're seeing a world aflame today. And during the course of this broadcast, we're going to be talking about five or six different major, not all issues, but five or six major issues that point out what I'm trying to get us to understand about our world big on fire, our world aflame. And I'm saying all of these things today not to frighten us, but for us to recognize the hand of God and what God is doing as we face the issues from a central Biblicist worldview. By the way, I recommend that worldview, a central Biblicist worldview that is looking at everything through the prism of the Word of God, the truth book. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're living in that very day, where if you speak the truth, when we stand for truth, there are those that will come against you. If we're talking about the truth of the Word of God, if we're talking about the truth of social economic affairs, if we're talking about the truth of the depletion of our military, if we're talking about the truth of the failure of the Biden administration, if we're talking about the truth of what has taken place with the COVID jab, the COVID death jab, or whatever area or venue that we're speaking in, there'll be those that will vehemently disagree and challenge the truth. Have you ever shared something with someone? They said, where did you get that? Where did you get that information? Why, after all, I watch CNN every day, and I don't hear them saying that. Of course you won't. The Communist Network News is not going to state the facts of what is taking place in America. Even now, if I can fast forward for a moment, even now, just a little over a week since the apple of God's eye, the postage stamp called Israel in the Middle East, about just a little over a week since they were viciously attacked by the Hamas terrorist, we have the news media today saying that there needs to be a truce, that Israel is too heavy-handed, that Israel is trying to get revenge, that Israel ought not to be going in killing women and children, et cetera, in the Gaza Strip. And you watch, a week from now, there will be an intensification of the blaming of Israel for the vicious attack by Hamas against Israel. That's because of the rejection and the denial of truth. It's because of not seeing things from a central Biblicist worldview. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I've used the quote for years and years and years and years, and it goes back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day. We need to stand for the truth. We need to learn it, live it, love it, and tell it, regardless of what the world may say or others may do. Keep in mind, there are three out of about 10 points in Marxism. There are three major points that I have touched on, taught on, and talked about for years. And those three major points is to divide the nation ethnically, to destroy the home, the family, the nuclear family, as it's called, and to dethrone God. And that is the fast-track goal that is taking place in our world today, and we're watching it take place. We're watching it happen. We're watching the foundations. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're watching the very foundation of our nation being eviscerated. We're watching the moral, ethical underpinning of a global society being eviscerated. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. And the knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark. There's an identifier. 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a brief moment for a minuscule monologue this morning, and then the telephone lines will be open, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about our world aflame. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems like with truth being rejected, truth being denied, and it seems as though politically, socially, economically, militarily, and otherwise, we're watching the demise of not only America, but we're watching the implosion on a global basis. The whole world seems like it seems to be on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article by Dennis Prager. It's very, very simple, but it sets the pace. It says, on Saturday, October the 7th, Hamas, a terrorist group backed by Iran, launched a brutal attack on Israeli citizens. They killed and ruined the lives of thousands upon thousands of innocent Jews and Christians, driven by hate and the goal of wiping Israel off the map. They raped, murdered, and tortured Jews while killing Arab citizens and using Palestinian civilians as human shields. As of now, there's almost 2,000 people who've died, including dozens of Americans. Yet many in the media and academia continue to demonize Israel and justify the horrific actions of this evil terrorist group. Social justice activists across the U.S. are celebrating the terrorist success, dancing in the streets, while Israel continues to fight for their very existence. Now more than ever, Prager says, we must voice our support for America's closest ally in the Middle East. We must condemn Hamas and remind Americans that there is never a justification for terrorism anytime or any place. Ladies and gentlemen, God's not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the scripture says, God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if we talk about these events, these things, the very real rapid pace things that's taking place in America and around the globe, let's not forget that we talk about them, we find them in the scripture, we should talk about them, but not because of fear. God's not given us a spirit of fear. We need to understand what God is doing, and therefore we need to praise God for his sovereign control over this whole world. Yes, according to Ephesians 2:2, Satan is the prince of the power of the air today. Satan is the one that seemingly is in control with the evil, wicked, dastardly deeds that's taking place in America and around the globe. But it's not because God is asleep. It's not because God is dead, as was the mantra in the 60s. It's because God is allowing Satan, using Satan as a tool, as an instrument, to bring about God's judgment on a world that said no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. May I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we take a quick glance, I want to take a quick glance, a drone's view, if you will, an aerial view from a global standpoint of some of the things that's taking place around the world, in our nation, and issues that we ought to consider as we talk about our world aflame. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, the Russian-Ukrainian war. That's, perhaps you've noticed it's not on the news now. Perhaps you've noticed it's not a highlight of CNN and other Communist Network news outlets. It seemingly it's on the back burner. In fact, someone commented in one of the articles I read yesterday that Putin is delighted to see the war in the Middle East because it's taken the focus off what he's doing, wanting to do in Ukraine. But ladies and gentlemen, the Russian-Ukrainian war, America is at war with Russia through Ukraine. Listen carefully. America today is at war. We're fighting the battle against Russia, but it's on Ukrainian soil. I've warned us time and time and time again on this broadcast. This is the start. This is the beginning. This is the fuse that's been lit for World War III. We'll see other European countries become involved in the war in Ukraine. Listen very carefully. One of the things that's taking place in Ukraine that causes Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal to rejoice, because all records are being burned. With the billions that's being sent to Ukraine, there's no record. There's no record keeping. There's no accountability. In fact, it was just admitted just a few weeks ago that about $1 billion, the Pentagon doesn't know what happened to it. There's no records as to who spent what and who is responsible for the monies, material that's being sent to Ukraine. It has been used as the money laundering machine for the Biden family cabal for many, 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 many years. And now that is coming to the forefront in the investigation of Biden, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, and the whole Biden family cabal, I believe there's an intent to see this willy-nilly, loosey-goosey, if I can use that term, approach to handling all the material and all the money that's being sent to the Ukrainians. The head of Ukraine, in case you're not aware, has bought a $16 million villa. I believe it's in France. I could be mistaken about the location. He's making preparations for getting out of Dodge, if you will. He's making preparations for the ultimate implosion with the Russians coming in after their invasion. And by the way, Russia plays a major role in the final days of this whole world, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. We find Ukraine, that produced about 40% of the globe's wheat crops, as a result of what's happening in Ukraine, we're finding major, major, major famine in several parts of the world. In particular, we're finding major famine taking place in major parts of the continent of Africa as a result of not having enough wheat for the people to be able to survive. So we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the dominoes falling, as I call it, but in the right sense. We're witnessing the hand of God in the final days of this old world. Several things we'll talk about today, and that one of them being is America in the last days, defined America in the prophetic text. But when we think about what is happening today with the war in the Ukrainian part of the world, war with Russia taking place in Ukraine, and now, ladies and gentlemen, contrary to what you may think, others might have said, we're witnessing a war in the Middle East. It's not a war on Israel. It's not a war just on that little postage stamp called Israel. It's a war in the Middle East. It is prolifically spreading as we speak. We're watching a replay of what has taken place for the past 50 years with Israel in relationship to their birth and the nations around them on a constant continuum of trying to eviscerate, to wipe out the nation of Israel. In fact, President Donald Trump says that we're watching Israel, and that is the beginning of World War III, he says. Let me read a portion. Former President Donald Trump warned that the shocking and brutal attack by Hamas terrorists on Israeli citizens over the weekend has the markings of the beginnings of World War III. Now, I could go into great detail. It's about almost an 8-page article by President Trump, and he's on target. He talks about what is taking place with the Hamas, what's taking place with their coming against Israel, and the connectivity with Iran, and the role that Iran will play. But ladies and gentlemen, Iran, just as with Russia, will play a major, major, major role in the final days, according to the scripture. Russia and Iran, we'll talk about other nations, but Russia and Iran that we see coming up today as being highlighted, as we see Russia and Iran becoming more and more in focus of what is taking place, we need to be reminded that it is Iran that's the grand poobah for global terrorism. We need to understand a major, major link between Russia and Iran and Iran and China and what takes place with those three nations in the final days, eschatologically speaking. I'm looking at a headline, in case you're not aware of it. This headline should be concerning for every Christian. It says, the real plan of Hamas, let me pause, Hamas is a puppet state, contrary to disagreement that others may have. Hamas is a puppet state for Iran. One military personnel recently on television being interviewed said Hamas is the paw, P-A-W, the paw of Iran. Iran is the, if you please, the lion or the cat, and the cat's paw, the lion's paw, that carries out the damage and the danger, the death and the carnage, is Hamas. This article says, the real plan of Hamas, kill every Jew and every Christian on the face of the earth. This article is by Franklin Graham. And the article says, Franklin Graham is warning Jews and Christians around the globe to be aware of Hamas's real plan. And that real plan is to kill every Jew and every Christian on earth. It goes on to say in this article, when we speak about the armies of Jerusalem and the battle of the promise of the hereafter, we're not talking about liberation of our land alone. We're talking about what Muhammad said. This is what the Hamas Islamic jihadists are saying. And they go into great detail about some of the statements by Muhammad, which was a false prophet, worshiping a false god. Allah is not God. Ladies and gentlemen, when you hear the Arabic jihadists in the martyrdom and in the murders of their directive from the Quran, when they say Allah Akbar, they're not saying God is great, as the socialist Marxist media says. They're saying Allah is the greatest. But I've got news for them. Allah is a false god. It was the moon god of the Bedouins of that day that Muhammad picked up and started worshiping. But they're now using the term because it was Muhammad that said, and I quote, Allah drew the ends of the world near one another for my sake. This is Muhammad's words. And I've seen it at eastern and western ends. The dominion of my nation would reach those ends that have been drawn together. The entire 500 million square kilometers of the planet Earth will come under my rulership. Is my justice, no oppression, no treachery, no Zionism, no Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, Hamas, an Islamic jihadist plan is to wipe out every Jew and every Christian. And we're watching the uprising. We're watching that coming about. And I say again, we need not be frightened, but we need to understand the plan of God. When we talk about our world aflame, it is on fire. But ladies and gentlemen, God is still in control. He's not sitting back on the colonnade front porch of heaven, rocking in his rocking chair with a cane in his hand, saying, my, I can't do anything about what's happening on earth. He's in control. And ladies and gentlemen, what we see today in Gaza is presently being escalated into a regional war, not just isolated in Gaza. I'm looking at a headline, Iran forewarns escalation in Gaza conflict as Israel continues its assault. In the dimly lit chambers of Iran's Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Iran's foreign minister weaves a grim prophecy. He warns of the looming escalation in the Israeli conflict with Hamas, a foreboding storm that could engulf the entire region. Notice, if Israel does not cease its assault on Gaza. Further, the statement in this article, Iran, a significant player in the region, has issued a stark warning to Israel. If the Israeli army military dares to set foot in Gaza for ground invasion, the conflict, this article says, may escalate beyond control. And it goes on to talk about the plans that Hamas has for bringing the entire region into a regional war. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today the prophetic eschatological clock beginning to tick. We're talking about our world aflame. And one of the major things that we see in part of this fire around the world is, first of all, the Russian invasion of Ukraine and America's battle with Russia on the real estate called Ukraine. And secondly, we're seeing the full-scale war in the Middle East. It's not just Israel. We're witnessing Syria, Lebanon, and Iran very much involved. And ladies and gentlemen, all of the real estate surrounding Israel, all of those nation states around Israel, are enemies, hear me, they are enemies of the apple of God's eye. They're enemies of Israel. And one of the things that brought this to a spark into an open conflict is when it seemed as though Israel would negotiate a treaty of sorts, an agreement of sorts, with Saudi Arabia for allowing exchange of military materials, of commercial materials, etc., etc., etc. And as a result of that, Iran, which hates Saudi Arabia, Iran jumps in the picture through Hamas and says, no, you're not going to do it. As a result of that, perhaps you know, Saudi Arabia has backed off any further negotiations for any joint affiliation with the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today the hand of God in bringing about what is taking place. The question that many ask, the question that some have looked for an answer, is what do these nations, where do they stand? Will they be in the final days? Some ask the question, what role does Iran play in the end times? Looking at the headline of that subject, there are several biblical prophecies of the end times that mention Iran. It's called Persia, or Elam, E-L-A-M, in the Bible. Given the fact that Iran is often in the news as a nation seeking armaments, possibly nuclear weapons, and repeatedly issuing threats against Israel, students of the Bible prophecy are taking note. Iran does have a role to play in the end time. And I can go on, and ladies and gentlemen, give you the absolute details biblically. Time won't allow us to get into a deep biblical study. But hear me, Russia plays part in the end game in the eschatologic future. Iran plays a major part in the end game in the eschatologic future. Israel plays a focused part in the eschatological end time future. We're watching the pieces of the puzzle, the chessmen being put together, put on the stage, and readying the day when God will call the church out in what is called the rapture of the church. We want to continue our thoughts today as we look at the issue, our world aflame. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be about 1 minute in the news break. We'll be right back.